This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oh, good afternoon, everybody, on this kind of chilly, windy day, but I like it anyway.
Kind of chilly.
Well, I mean, they say we're going to get snow. Alan Painter, who's joining me once again.
I'm here. I don't know how many weeks. That's what, 3 weeks in a row since my surgery?
But yeah. I don't think you miss much anymore, if you can help it.
I know it. But hey, folks, don't get used to it. The good weather's coming. My hip's getting better. I don't think I'm going to be around here in the afternoons here. Oh. I hear the golf course calling me. But nothing's more than depressing than having that 60-degree beautiful day, first day of spring, and then bam, winter weather advisory in spring.
Spring break, even.
Oh, I know.
That's like extra insult to injury.
I know. I'm praying for the kids.
Yeah. It's like, come on. Still get those kiddos out and doing something or everybody's going to go stir crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
Ugh,
well,
it's nuts.
We are on the downhill slide. Summer's coming.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Oh, I'm so ready.
It's freezing cold outside, and I've got my flip-flops on. It's happening. I just do it all the time.
Can't well, you do that because you're weird.
I am.
Now, I do want to add a disclaimer today, folks. Yep, I'm sorry.
I have a feeling this is about
but
me.
But whatever Shannon does today, I accept no responsibility. She's whacked today.
I'm in a mood.
Oh, my gosh. and if she gets into her father jokes.
My
I apologize.
Jokes.
They were, you know, just humor her. You know, if you have any bad things, say, you know, it's Shannon at PRMRINS.com.
Send me your jokes.
So, yeah, don't send her your joke. Just send your complaints. Don't please, Lord, don't send her any more jokes. The last damn thing you need is any more jokes.
I'm having a moment today, and I'm...
It's one long moment.
It's been a whole day. So I'm having a whole day of moments of, I just... Sometimes you should not follow certain people on social media. And I have these couple guys that do dad jokes, and I follow their page, and they were on fire today. So for me, it cracks me up. It lightens it up. I like it.
Well, it makes me feel a little better. I thought you were on some wrong medication or something. It's gosh, she finally lost it.
I'm just on the wrong Instagram accounts, apparently.
Yeah. Gosh, across the line from midlife to seniors lunacy here. And
I am. I'm excited. Well, so I have something exciting to share.
Already?
Kind of.
Okay.
Okay, so last week I did this event with Atrio and P3,
people don't know what P3 is.
But P3 is just a great organization that actually is a go-between physicians and the insurance carriers. And they do a lot, and they're really involved with seniors and making sure that they're doing their preventative health exams and follow-ups, and they check in on you after you get out of the hospital if you're insured with one of their carriers.
So they're an advocate.
Yeah, it's just great. The doctors love it. So we did a doc talk where a doctor came and talked to the participants that showed up. Anyway, it was really fun. But I follow them. Here I go following somebody.
I was like, oh, great. So it was really fun doing a doc talk. So where's this going?
Okay. So I may or may not be getting close to 55. I'm actually getting close to 54. But this is where they're so awesome. They have this thing called the Senior Squad. And it's women from all around Oregon who go and they cheer at Oregon Duck Beaver Game. Oregon Beaver Games, OSU games, like a basketball game.
You're kidding.
Not even kidding. I'm so doing it, Alan.
Oh, gosh.
I'm so pulling this out. I'm going to pull this off.
I love it. I do love this.
I'm just going to go crazy.
Like granny with pom-poms.
So I think this is my midlife crisis now.
Holy smokes. Now I understand why you've been looking at stupid jokes all day.
I'm losing my mind.
You're diving in.
Kind of. I'm just like, let's just do this senior thing. So then I tell her I got to go back to work and figure out how old I'm going to be. So I'm like, oh, I texted her the other day and I'm like, I'm only going to be 54. And she's like, you know what, girl, I got you and we're getting you in this thing. So thank you to Callie at P3 and Atrio for hooking me up. And next year, I'm going to keep you all posted. You come watch me cheer at a game. It's going to happen. Just putting it out there. Pretty excited about
it. I hope it's on ESPN.
I hope people are following us and following us on social media. You need to be on Premier Facebook page. Follow my journey with the senior cheer squad. It's going down.
Oh, Lord.
I hope we get some really good
music.
I
want to see her try to do the splits.
That's not happening. I'm leaving the hip replacement to you right now. I got a little while.
We'll see both your hips just shoot out to the ceiling.
I'll just probably bust. But anyway, it'll be fun.
Had a good meeting last week.
Yeah, and I'm really excited. They have some really cool things happening. So stay tuned and we'll keep you posted and hopefully have them on sometime. So.
Yeah, because I definitely I think there was something we definitely need to touch on, you know, with the veterans' benefits. So
yeah,
I think it was critical that we get some correct information out about that, because you know what you're sharing, there's a lot of miscommunications going on with the VA and others, and so it's really exciting to see a couple of the veterans that came in the office and the life-changing situations that you were able to get them into. So I think that's valuable. Because we love our
veterans. I
think
so, and we do, and we love our veterans. And that is a perfect segue into our introduction.
Alan hit a single.
That was a double. That was amazing. Okay, so our guest today actually does very important work with veterans and is a veteran himself. So we have David West here, the commander of the VFW Post 2468.
Oh, the head cheese.
We got the big guy.
We are honored.
Guns blaze. We're killing it today.
Yeah. So
this is awesome.
So I know that typically is the one guy that didn't show up that they were appointing board members, and he got volunteered.
Yeah, I think I was in the restroom when I got voted in.
Well, let me, for our audience, let you know he's wearing an Iraqi war veteran hat. And from the bottom of my heart, from Battleman Shannon's heart and our county's heart, thank you for your service. And I want you to know, I know it's gotten cliche, but with us it's not cliche. Mm-mm. So thank you for everything. Thank you for your continued service.
You're quite welcome.
And that's exactly what you are doing, continue to serve. So David, we have you here today. We were figuring it out before the show. David had been on with Chris Newman and a few of the other guys Veterans Day before last. And so we talked about multiple different things when they were on the show. But I said, we have to do this at a different time, Dave. So I reached out to him because people are putting in for their hunting tags now. Got to do it by May. And then in June, you're going to know where everybody's going hunting and what you're hunting for and what you're doing. Well, now we are going to tell you what you can possibly do with the meat if you shoot a critter and are unable or don't have room or space for that. You can donate it to the VFW here. And so, Dave, tell us a little bit about the meat program that you started.
The program started back in 2008, and it's Wildlife Advocacy for Veterans in Need. What we do is, with the proper permits from Fish and Wildlife, we go out and help farmers and ranchers that have wild animals that are nuisance or damaging their crops, and we take those animals out, we process them, give them out to needy veterans and needy families.
How
we also
cool.
get the meat from the State Patrol. It's stuff that they confiscate. It's not roadkill. I have to put that out.
Yeah, roadkill goes to the safari.
yeah, if they'll take it.
Right.
They'll take it, yeah.
Just this last year, from January 1 of 22 to December 31, 22, we fed 900 veterans, 27 non-veterans. We also donated to 16 veteran-oriented groups and one non-veteran-oriented group. And when we donate meat out, we give out about 2 weeks' worth of meat.
So do you have an idea in poundage? Do you know?
I would say...
I hope I don't throw you a curve there.
I would say close to 3,000 to 5,000 pounds.
that, folks. Yeah. You know, and we all go to the grocery store. And so, you know, we see the price of meat. Mm-hmm. And protein is so important. And think about the difference that's making in people's lives. I mean, well, shoot, when hamburger's $4 a pound. And be able to give this kind of meat. I mean, that is life-changing. That is truly life-changing.
Yeah, we also receive meat in from farmers, ranchers. This program is all donation. We process under donations. We receive the meat from donations. If somebody wants to donate their meat, if it's wild game, we have to have the proper permits before we can accept it in.
So that's their tag, or?
Yeah, it's called a transfer tag.
Yeah.
And that gives us permission to have that meat, and then we can donate it out.
Okay, so I go out, I've got my landowner's preference tag, and I say, hey, I've got this elk, I'm going to put it down, I want to get it to you. Do I have to get that transfer tag? Is that something, what's the process?
Normally the process is when you go to Fish and Wildlife to get that damage tag or nuisance tag, they will get you in contact with me on that for taking in the animal at that time.
So I don't have to do anything. I just call you and...
Yeah, you can... There's two different ways of doing it. Either the farmer or rancher, they can actually take the animal out and harvest it. They can get the tag to keep the animal themselves. Or if they want to donate, then they get with me and...
And then you'll handle the transfer tag. So it's not a lot of work.
No, it's not.
And, you know, and it is such a blessing. You know, and I know there's a lot of people, I mean, it's who love the outdoors, who love hunting, fishing. I don't know if you're doing fish yet, but...
Yes, we do.
You know, and for like me, I thoroughly enjoy going fishing, but I'm weird. I don't like fish unless it comes out of a blue box.
We don't. We my husband fishes, and we've always given everything he does away.
Yeah, and that's what I do. I normally give it away. So you know... For those of us out there who just love the outdoors, what a great opportunity. I mean, and you know it's going to get used, and you know it's going to bless somebody.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. You're taking care of the animal. You're doing right by that. You're getting the activity and the recreation that a person for the outdoors enjoys, and you're benefiting a veteran. I mean, that's just the trifecta.
How cool is that?
I know. Great idea, Dave. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't do it alone.
Well, so you said,
but you started it. That's cool.
The processing side. So you said you guys actually process the animal?
We process about 90%.
So
Nicka Bobs has assisted us on processing B&D meat when they were doing wild game processing. They helped us out. They still help us out when we have animals we need to hang and we don't have room.
Right.
There have been a couple of times that we have got multi-elk in at one time, and I don't have a whole lot of room in cooler.
That's a lot of meat.
Yeah. So, you know, again, and the thing I want to highlight there is look at our community partners who are stepping up. And you know, just to serve, you know, Nicka Bobs, B&D, and I'm sure there are others. I mean, again, we got our local heroes being heroes for heroes. So that's really cool. So we got to wrap this up. I know we're hard for a break, but this is one of those guests I could have for 2 hours. So
right.
I'm really excited about this.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take that break, and we'll be back with Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance, on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Oh, welcome back. Alan said we could talk for hours, and we just kept talking during that break. So
we almost
welcome
missed
back.
The show.
Yeah. Welcome back. I'm Shannon Sebastian here with Alan Painter with your Q. And our guest today is David West, the commander of the local VFW Post 2468. I'm mixing it up. Dale and I had this conversation before the show, so I did it once one way and one another way. There we go, Dale.
Now, just for our audience, too, so the VFW is right over the, is the Oak Street Bridge, right?
It's on Walnut,
Walnut Street.
Walnut Street. Ah, thank you. I did the same thing.
Kind of down by the package depot and on that street.
Okay,
there.
So, I mean, if everybody drives by, they're the ones with the cool wall. So, I want to make sure.
That, you're like the Segway master today.
I'm a Segway in?
You're a Segway in.
Well,
God bless you.
Ignorance is bliss, and I tend
I
to
love
be.
It.
I'm ignorant. All right.
So, that's actually, Dave, what I want to touch on next is when I met with you the other day. You had shared with us, I mean, I saw the wall out there, but if we knew anybody that can do engraving on stone that would give you guys a good deal. So I'm going to put that out in our listening universe. Anybody that wants to come meet with Dave over there at VFW and engraves on stone, we'd like to help them out and get maybe some better deals here. So tell us about the wall. And
The wall actually was... in place before I became a member of 2468. And on that wall, anyone qualified to be in a VFW, they do not have to be in one, just qualify for it, meaning veteran from combat on foreign soil. They can buy a plaque to place on the wall, and on each plaque will have their photograph. And it has a QR code on there that if you click on that with a smartphone, it brings up the bio of that individual.
Oh, how freaking cool is this?
I was waiting for Alan to hear that.
Hope you don't call the cops for people loitering out in the parking lot for a couple days.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, my Lord.
I did not know that. I've seen the wall, and I even... looked at it. I didn't go one by one, but
yeah,
I did not
too.
Do the QR
noticed.
Code. That's
is that
amazing.
Something new?
It is the only one in the States at this time.
Wow.
In Roseburg. We're awesome.
And it's funny because I just had Dan Bain in the office. We're talking.
He's such a
jewel. And he stuck his head in to say hi. And, of course, that turned into an hour because I kept pumping him for stories.
Did.
And, you know, and encouraged, asked him to, you know, told me he needs to write a book on all those stories.
He
and,
does.
And I would encourage anybody that, you know, is or could be a member of VFW to participate in this. You know, please leave your story. Let guys like me who weren't didn't serve for whatever reason, or our children, leave a lasting legacy for us. And I know a lot of you guys are feeling awkward about, I don't want to talk about me, you know. But you are special, and we want to hear about it. So please, wives, children, encourage your mothers or your fathers, your mothers, your grandpas, anybody that served, because this is awesome.
It's so cool.
I don't know how much this costs, but we'll figure out a way to get it covered because we need this lasting legacy. Yes, Shannon, you got me. I'm stoked.
I know, isn't that so cool?
This is so unbelievable.
But what we had talked about, Dave, was...
we would like to get an engraver for that. Mm-hmm. It's a laser engraver. And the ones that I've checked out are about $4,500. We're trying to raise some money to do that.
Well, you can put me down for the first 500.
Yeah. So if there's any community business partners out there, come on, Premier Insurance, we're challenging you.
I'm putting
Let's
down
get
the first
this for
five.
These guys.
What a blessing to participate in that because, you know, to get you your own engraver so we can do that in-house and in the end save you a lot of money, I'm sure.
Yes.
So that's a challenge, people. Let's get this done. And selfishly, too. Because
and take care of our veterans.
And I'm sorry. It's so Alan can read these amazing stories.
It's not about you at the moment, even though your generosity
kind of about
is
me.
About
I'm kind
you.
Of being a little bit selfish.
We already have a couple of war plaques that are, we're waiting to get more war plaques. We've got World War One, World War Two, Korea are already made with the QR codes. And we are wanting to get the rest of the wars that qualify a veteran to be on our wall. And to get those plaques, they're a couple hundred dollars each.
Yeah,
that's to get them all made up.
What a great opportunity. But we, you know, we've about lost the greatest generation. Mm-hmm. You know, our World War II veterans are unfortunately leaving us much too soon. And you know, we have Korea, which is a war that's not even talked about, or it's kind of like the invisible war. It's just something that happened. Nobody really knows about it. And we're going to start losing those, and we are. So we have to get these folks, you know, get their story. Let's, you know,
leave their legacy so people can.
They're
never
not teaching
forgotten.
This stuff in school anymore. And so we need to have that for our children, so we can return this country back to the greatness which we once were just a very short time ago with these veterans.
And Dave, Alan touched on a point again. He's segueing another us in beautifully today. That is something that Dave and I talked about the other day about being passionate about, was having that wall, you know, schools come and do that as a field trip, and
how
powerful that would be. And that was something that is on their future list of hoping to facilitate and have some more classrooms come out and be involved.
Well, yeah, you know, and we have that Patriot Camp that mm-hmm. those volunteers put up. What a great little visit that could be for them. But anyway, I could see this going over 100. Well,
so memorable.
One of the programs that the VFW has is the Patriot Pen and Voice of Democracy. And those are opened up to school-age kids for different essays, and they can win funds. The winner to each post goes up to state, or goes to district, and then the winners there go to state, and then from state to national. And each program that they win, they receive monies, and even college tuitions.
How cool is that? And cool. And even the non-winners win, because you know they're going to mm-hmm. be doing their own homework. I mean, we need to open up our children's eyes. What a great opportunity to do it. So anyway, I'm stoked. Yeah. I am stoked.
Well, there's a lot happening at the VFW, Dave. So when I was there, it was sheetrock and sawdust. And so tell us what's going on at the VFW hall and some of your future.
Well, right now we are enlarging our kitchen, mm-hmm. and that project is undergoing as we speak.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. We moved the kitchen wall 7 feet into my office space to enlarge the kitchen so we can actually make it more into a commercial kitchen where we can rent it out and also do our own meals that we are going to be wanting to open the post to do. As of right now, we do have a veterans breakfast the second Thursday of every month. I open the doors for socialization at 8:00. Breakfast starts at 9 to 11, $10 a plate. And we also, this is in conjunction with Team Senior, and they have people come in to talk about benefits that people may not know they have, and they will stick around and answer questions if people have questions.
That's really neat. So is there an opportunity for people like myself who I didn't serve to serve?
Yeah, you can come down and volunteer with us whenever you like.
And then, Dave, you also have a future expansion, too. Talk about that first.
We want to expand our building by 20 feet in depth and 45 feet in width, going two stories. And that is basically a two-year plan. That way we can have more room for community events and meeting rooms, which Roseburg doesn't have enough.
Amen.
And that's what we're going for, is to be able to provide for the community more than what we have been in the past.
So, Dave, I want to ask, if somebody's listening to this episode or the podcast later, how can they best reach you if they want to give money, you know, a financial donation, or maybe they own an appliance store? Or I'm just putting ideas out there in people's minds. There's so many different ways you could accept gifts from people. So tell us how they can get in contact with
you. The best way to get a hold of me is actually by my cell number, and that's 541-554-6425. The post, the phone, actually, I don't call myself very much off down there. But
that's all right. Well, as Shannon would say,
Google it.
Or we're at 1127 Walnut Street. And right now, we're open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 o'clock to about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And our future goal is to be open 7 days a week.
So are you, another selfish question, are you guys still doing respectable flag disposal?
Yes, we are. We have it looks like an old mailbox that's painted up. Sitting in front of our post. If nobody's there, flags that need to be disposed of, just place them in those.
Fantastic.
And we would gladly take them in, dispose of them properly. We have had the Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts come out and do flag retirement with us before, and we will invite them, if any of them want to come out there to do it when we're doing a flag disposal, or if they want to set one up. We normally have flags that need to be retired, and we will come to them if need be.
So please,
that's
folks,
so great.
Do not go in the garbage.
No.
They don't. So let them be retired respectfully and take them to the VFW there on Walnut Street.
Well, Dave, I know this was earlier, but Alan segued into my closing here. We could talk to you for hours.
I know. It's like, I know we're running out of time. We're going to have him back.
So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day with everything that you're doing down there at the VFW Hall. We just want to say, honestly, bless you to you and all your volunteers for everything that you're doing for all the veterans in our community. And honestly, just God bless. We're just really touched by what you do.
Amen. And then if anybody needs additional information, he gave his cell phone, but please, we'll hit the contact information up on the Q website and the Premier Insurance website. Mm-hmm. Remember, we need to get that laser engraver paid for, so please let's step up and get that so we can honor our veterans.
Yes. All right. Well, it's going to be time for the local business buzz, so we'll be back with that here in just a moment, sponsored by Umpqua Survival.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your Q. It's just about 4:40, and here we are on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN with the local business buzz sponsored by...
I'm still stoked over our
Umpqua
Survival. Guest.
I know. He's awesome. Just awesome.
Love our veterans.
Love our veterans. And I love that somebody's out there just crushing it on their behalf.
And we love Umpqua Survival for sponsoring the Business Buzz.
Oh, gosh. And so everything they do for veterans, because they're just as passionate as we are. That's why it was kind of a no-brainer to be partnering with them. Yeah. But it's Local Business Buzz time, where we talk about locally owned and operated small businesses in and around Douglas County. And we've got a new one, like new. We're new.
Just birthed, huh?
Just happening. Hot off the presses. So we have Yoholi Lopez with Glitz Custom Flowers. So I just have to say, Yoholi, thank you for being here. I appreciate you coming on. And these flowers are next level. Like, just you're just gonna have to check out her stuff when she tells you.
So this is when I'm really in trouble.
Exactly. I'm saying these are high end arrangements and bouquets for a special occasion, or for that someone super special in your life, or if you are really in the doghouse.
My big screw ups.
Yeah.
And don't listen, because I thought of this. I didn't get any help. So when I irritate you the next time and need to dig myself out.
Yes. So, Yohali, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So tell us how or why you decided to start your business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I started it actually when I was in college. For 4 years, I was really involved in leaderships, and I mentored college students, and I was also an academic advisor. These students, I helped them with so many different struggles that they face, like financial difficulties, and then just time management and everything. And this business started from me doing graduation caps. I wanted to be able to help these students all the way to the finish line, which brought me over to doing the graduation caps for them when they graduated. Oh. And then after that, I went into doing crafts, doing what I love. I make a whole ton of stuff. Coffee mugs, I make shadow boxes, just any type of craft,
cool.
Shirts, everything. That's what I love to do. So that is what led me to Glitz Custom Flowers, is my love and passion for creating all these beautiful things. That is everything that I envision and planned with. Just, it just fit in for me. So I'm so happy that I am here where I am right now, and I am enjoying what I like to do.
Well, you know, they say,
yeah.
I think somebody said, Warren Buffett or something said, the secret to success is finding what you love to do and get paid for it. Doesn't mean you're getting rich,
yeah.
but to get in your passion and then the community at large is served where, you know, when it's your passion. So, it's, you know, and the other thing is, this started from doing hats in college, you know, the graduation caps. And if you've never seen them, they're amazing with the creativity.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
to see that, this whole business birthed from there. So where is your business located?
Yeah, so my business is actually mostly online-based. I basically market it online. A whole ton of senior students message me on Instagram wanting to put in an order for their graduation caps. I talk to them about what they envision or what they want, and I just start taking all these orders for different times of the year. For the flowers, I'm so happy to be able to do that here locally in the community and be more involved. So that is the last part that I needed in the business, to be more community involved with this community in Roseburg.
Well, we have a great one.
Yeah,
we're sure proud of it. So, well, where can people, because to me, when you see your work, it tells you everything that you need to know about what your business is about. So tell us all the medias that you have where people can check out your designs and see some of your samples.
Yeah, so you are able to find me on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook under Glitz Custom Flowers. And then you are also able to go ahead and give me a call with any questions you might have, or any special bouquets that you want to do, or fill out my online form on my website as well.
So filling out the online form, I think I saw you mention to somebody if they were interested in maybe you doing their wedding flowers, which I can only imagine are even another level.
Yes, yes, that is something that I am really, really looking forward to. I want to create something over the top for weddings. I want to create something full of creativity, something more that just pops, that lets the wedding just stand out like from regular weddings. I want to be able to make people happy and people smile. So I am very excited to be able to hopefully soon be showing lots of pictures with weddings, the weddings that I do and the flowers that I create for those weddings as well.
Well, I've seen some of them.
Real quick, I got to say this. I'm looking at these flowers right here online. And okay. Folks, you've got to check them out.
So now you see what the next level I'm talking about.
Oh, my Lord, I had no clue. And this is a win-win. There's actually bouquets here and I have candy.
Yeah.
So there's a little something for me.
I mean, they have like diamond jewels in them. They have crowns, golden butterflies. I mean, it's not just flowers. A, I have to say, it's how you put your bouquets together, which are stellar. Oh. It is. They are stacked. There is so many flowers in one. It's just so generous.
Oh, man, I'm going to be able to screw up big time.
No.
Oh, this is going to get me out of a deep hole. There's some gorgeous flowers on here.
One time, like Monopoly, get out of jail. This will work one time only, sir. Angie, you got to forgive them the first time because these are stunning. You got to go check them out. But, so Instagram, when we talked earlier, you were saying is really your main, where you put a lot of your main focus on. So, but not everybody has that. So they can call you. What's the number that somebody should call you if they're interested?
Yeah, if they want to call me, my phone number is 458-280-3816.
And again, the name of your flower company?
Glitz Custom Flowers.
Says it all.
And delivery is available.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about that because you have a rather expansive delivery area. So tell us where all you will deliver to.
Yes, I will be delivering all of Roseburg, Sutherland, Glide, Camas Valley, Umpqua, just the whole outskirts. To mention, I also drive a Tesla, so that is the reason why I'm able to drive to all these locations, because I drive a economy car that allows me to be able to do that. So I definitely do care about the environment as well, and I take that into consideration. So that is the main reason why this online service and delivery business will work, because of the economy car that is so valuable for this business.
Well, I think that once people see your work, it kind of speaks for itself. And now I do want to tell people they are a little bit maybe on the pricier side than you're normal to.
Well, I was going to say
that. But if you see what you're getting.
I was going to say that. You know, yes, but in reality, they're not that bad.
Having, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, and, you know, having probably bought flowers with delivery at most places in town because I get in trouble a lot. It really isn't that much online, and the artistry in these is just absolutely darn amazing.
It is next level. So you are saving this for that time where you really you need a mulligan.
Yeah, this isn't just Costco flowers, folks. You've got to check these out. Yeah. I don't really get impressed with flowers and stuff like this. This is kind of a shocker for me, but
yeah, it's amazing that this is just. I wish you the most success with it here in town. I know I'll be a customer and send them to somebody special. And I just want to thank you for taking time out of your really busy day and coming and sharing about your business and what all you have to offer.
And the passion you bring to it. That's evident.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the community. I look forward to bringing you so many smiles and so many flowers for you.
And getting me out of the doghouse.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be back with more of your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance, in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back to your Q. It's 4:53.
And God bless America.
I know. We're all patriotic today. Dave got us all fired up. Y'all, I know we said some of you have Instagram, some of you don't. Go to Facebook, whatever. You have to check out the last young lady that was here. That Glitz Flowers is... it's something else. So.
Yeah, it's really cool just to see.
Check it out.
Just take a look at these. It really is. And, you know, some of her, you know, pricing, it's a little higher, but it's right in line. I mean, a lot of times you order flowers, it's $80 to $100, and a lot of stuff her, you know, is right there. So.
Well, yeah. And this is next level. So this is definitely next level. So
absolutely.
You pay for next level, too.
You know, so any of you got birthdays or anything, hey, kick the extra 20, 30 bucks and really get something that says a message.
It's memorable. It's really memorable, yeah. Honestly.
What a good day. I like Dave.
This flew by today.
Oh, can we just keep Dave?
I think we need to adopt Dave in the VFW hall.
Yep. Well, you know, it's kind of neat because, I mean, for everything these men and women did and are serving our country, and they continue to serve. Mm-hmm. I mean, continue to serve their brothers and sisters and who have seen the worst of what we have in this world in war, you know. And so it's neat to see these people stepping up and helping each other. That's why I'm excited to partner with them and do what I can because, hey, everything that we have in today's world, well, the good stuff anyway, is because of these men like this, you know, the men that went overseas and fought for us. So I'm excited to part with them. I mean, it's kind of it's an honor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an honor because, anyway.
So we're closed Good Friday because it's Good Friday, y'all. And you close in honor of things that are meaningful to you. So we're not going to be in on Friday, April 7th.
Yeah, so kind of keep that in mind. So because I know it's kind of unique. It's one of those things that I've done since I opened 26 years ago. I mean, we have Christmas, we have 4th of July, we have all these days, but the one day that stands above every single one of them is the day our Lord was, paid our sins and was rose from the dead.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's Friday, April 7th.
Friday, April 7th.
So
we'll be closed in observance of that. There's some things we do and some things we don't observe. And that one you do.
Yep.
Long-standing tradition.
A lot of the other PC ones we probably don't, but we're falling to God ones.
Yeah. So, you know, we're not going to be there. But we're going to be loving the Lord.
Yep. So everybody say a prayer on April 7th to remember that. So.
But we need to go play hooky and go check out these QR codes on the wall, too.
Absolutely.
Someday.
What a great day.
When we get some good weather.
What a great idea. April 7th, we'll go check out the wall.
It blew my mind when he told me that in the meeting. I, like, wanted to get up and leave the meeting and go right onto the parking lot.
Yeah. Well,
so I told you it was a great meeting, but I kept that one from you so you'd hear it live.
Well, I appreciate it. And I would encourage all men and women who have served to please put your story out there so that people like me can see the sacrifice you made and see it from a bird's eye view. I mean, just not from the history book, but from the men and women who are really there. So,
super cool.
It's one of my regrets in this world that I wasn't able to serve, and to be able to see what they went through is quite an honor.
Yeah, they're just a great group of guys, and Dave does a lot. I think he does a lot of things that far supersede his job duties as a commander because he is helping so many veterans do different things. If they need support in any facet of their life, he's there for them. So it's just like, gosh, it'd sure be nice to, like you just did today, which is super awesome of you. Can I know you don't toot your own horn.
I don't know what I
but
do.
But you just instantly was just like, boom, here's $500. I'm doing that. I mean, come on, Alan. That's super cool.
For everything they did,
I didn't cry this time, but usually
good.
I cry because you like get me with my feelers, but that was super cool of you.
Well, you know, I feel it's something that we owe them. You know, I mean, I've been blessed with the Lord, and so I love sharing those blessings. And
you do. You share. You're very generous.
Well, you know, it's all because of our community. You know, our community supports us. We can support our community, you know, and just like so many of our other business family in our area do. Mm-hmm. So it's an honor for me. But one thing I would mention and encourage, if you are a veteran of war, and you know, we have a whole new generation who are in Iraq and Afghanistan, mm-hmm. reach out with these. You know, these are your brothers and sisters. Reach out and become, it doesn't mean you have to go down there every week, go camping, but, you know, get in there and see your brothers and sisters who are in the generations before you.
Yeah, keep paying it forward. And then so on.
And check our Facebook page or the Q website.
Post this.
We're going to put this information up.
I have to give our winner.
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
So,
here
that's
I am rambling.
Right. No, we're good. So first of all, I need to say for Carlos and the crew down at Umpqua Survival that they are having that roadside preparedness day on April 1st. So they still have spots available for that. Call them or check out their website. And this week's winner of the $25 gift certificate is Bill Hall.
Yay,
which I already called.
We got a man.
Got a guy. A dude won this week. So anyway, until next week, you guys, you know what to do. Be kind.
Thank you, and God bless you all.